A dad took his son to the zoo to see the tigers and show him how ferocious they were. Little guy looked scared. Dad, if the tigers got out and ate you? Yes, yes. Which bus should I take home?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I heard someone say we need to get back to the good old days. I don't think so. We had no airbags in the car, just your mom's arm if you stopped in a hurry. There were no heated seats, unless you lit yours on fire. No covers on electric outlets, no childproof lids on medicine bottles, no locks on the cabinets. Did you ever see pictures of the first bicycle ever built? They found the smallest wheel on Earth and put it on the back. Then they took the biggest wheel on Earth and put that up front. That is why the average life expectancy was about 23 back then. I was personally born in a hospital without my dad present, and there were no doulas. Mom put me to sleep on my tummy in a crib covered with bright colored lead-based paints for me to lick. They used to wear burlap potato bags. They made them into underwear. You've seen old pictures where no one was smiling? That's why. Burlap underwear. Those were the good old days. We rode bikes. No helmets. No shin pads. Four friends would share one can of Coke. Coke killed germs anyway because it dissolved nails, so you were safe. We drank Kool-Aid, which was 20% dye and 140% sugar. Kool-Aid had all the nutritional value of a pair of pliers. No one was able to reach us all day on our phones, and we were fine. Steve Erickson had the world's coolest go-kart, glossy blue and chrome, but it only ran long enough for him to plow it into a tree. So he'd work on it for another week, then run it into a telephone pole. This was the early 70s, just before the invention of brakes. The good old days. Here are some actual quotes from earlier, from the 50s. That's the 1950s. I read the other day where scientists think it's possible to put a man on the moon by the end of the century. Ha, as if. Can you believe some baseball player signed a contract for $75,000 a year? It wouldn't surprise me if someday they're making more money than the president. By the way, Shohei Ohtani is currently the highest paid Major League Baseball player. He makes $48,000 an inning, and he has no children to feed. Here are more quotes from the 1950s. Did you hear the post office is thinking about charging a dime just to mail a letter? If they think I'll pay 50 cents for a haircut, they can forget about it. If things keep going the way they are, it's going to be impossible to buy a week's groceries for $20. Well, times change, don't they? How good to know that in the midst of certain change, God's faithfulness never changes. He remains steadfast and certain. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Psalm 103, David wrote, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. For each generation, God remains the same and can always be trusted to keep his promises. Deuteronomy 7:9, the Lord your God is indeed God. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love and obey his commands. Max Lucado said, our moods may shift, but God's doesn't. Our minds may change, but God's doesn't. Our devotion may falter, but God's never does. Even if we are faithless, he is faithful, for he cannot betray himself. He is a sure God. If you've seen the price of haircuts lately, you know what a comfort that is.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.